With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. And there is that guy who covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is Ryan Wood. How are you this afternoon, Woody?
I'm doing terrific. How are you?
We're doing well. Once everybody finally got over the roughing the passer penalty, or got as over it as they're going to get, and we started hearing other complaints from Sunday's Packers-Vikings game, one of the things we heard, and we've heard it before, is Mike McCarthy's play calling, and he took his foot off the gas pedal. Is that what the way you saw it upon watching this one back, Ryan?
Well, I think the thing I heard from fans is that he was too aggressive at the end. They should have forced the Vikings to call timeouts. What was interesting to me is that, I mean, my mind just went straight back to Seattle, where in the final 5 minutes he ran the football and tried to force the Seahawks to take timeouts and was absolutely crushed for doing that. So he does the opposite Sunday and he gets crushed for that. I mean, you can be mad at one or the other. I don't think you could be mad at both. The one play, and you know, coming out of the Bears game, Mike McCarthy said the one play that he wanted back was that screen pass that ended up being a pick six to Khalil Mack with DeShone Kizer. If there's a play that Mike McCarthy wanted back from last week's game, it's got to be 2:05 left, 5 seconds before the 2 minute warning in the fourth quarter. The clock's going to stop in 5 seconds. So you're about the 12-yard line. You have an opportunity. And as we know, they threw on second and third down. So they're going for the points, which is frankly the right call, because points, a touchdown in that situation, really ends the game. But with 2:05 left, knowing that the clock was going to stop, knowing that they were going to go take a shot on second and third down, they handed it to Jamal Williams, which I just thought – it was kind of a wasted play. I mean, Jamal Williams isn't going to hit the end zone from 12 yards out. You look at what he does. He's a kind of a 3 or 4 yard runner. He doesn't really get to double digits very often. So I was surprised that was kind of, you know, maybe something changed during the course of the 2 minute warning and decided, hey, let's go and get the touchdown here and end the game, because it would have. But yeah, I thought that was kind of punting on that first down play.
We talk about Mike McCarthy and how good he is as a coach. I think my one knock on him as a coach is how long it takes for them to get plays in sometimes, and how little time Rodgers actually has when he gets to the line of scrimmage to actually check down into an audible or something like that. That's the one thing I think that bothers me the most.
And he talks all the time about communication too, and that being the real stress of game day is communicating from the coaching box or from the sideline to the field. You know, it was interesting in the aftermath of the Clay Matthews hit. One of the things that had been discussed was, you know, reviewing that type of a play, which I see the merit in. But Mike McCarthy was asked that this week, and he said, "I just want them to review the plays they should review. That on that second down, coming out of the 2 minute warning, the Davante Adams play in the end zone. It looked like Eric Kendricks made a heck of a play, kind of breaking up a touchdown pass. But the fact that play wasn't reviewed is really hard to understand. It was if nothing else, it was close. It directly correlated to points on the board if that play is overturned. Mike McCarthy, you know, you talk about the process of you know, communicating. They actually took the penalty there and didn't send the play out of the field because they wanted to force the booth's hands inside the 2 minute warning. Coaches can't challenge. It comes from the league. Wanted to force their hands, and that never was reviewed. And that was kind of baffling, I think, not just to Mike McCarthy, but to anyone that was watching.
But even when you get to 5 yards, you still got more time to review it. I was hoping one of the refs would call it a touchdown, then they would have to, because it's automatic. But
yeah, right.
Right. But, you know, because, you know, the thing about it, Ryan, when I played, either losses, and that's what the guy said, it feels like, or games you're just dejected. You don't want it to crawl over to the next game because you're playing a bad Washington team that you want to beat. And if you're still thinking about things like that, sometimes you get set up because we lost to a 0-10 team from the Colts because we were always thinking, you know, if you lose a game, you got to get it out of your head and move forward. Does it sound like these guys moved past the Minnesota game?
Well, I'll be honest. They didn't practice today in part because they're coming off of a Sunday night game week one and then 70 minutes in really hot and humid conditions last week. So there were fewer guys in the locker room to talk to today. Mm-hmm. The Clay Matthews hit continues to be, I think, a big deal.
Yeah.
And really a frustration going forward.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They're going to have to move on, and they're going to have not just the Packers, but defenders in general throughout the league. I think the three words that kind of sum up how do you legally hit a quarterback at this point is I don't know,
right.
And that's kind of a scary thing because there's 15 more weeks left and there's 14 more games to play, and I don't know is not going to cut it. This is to not know how to hit a quarterback in the middle of September. It's just not a good thing for the league as a whole. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to move past that. They're going to have to move on to Washington. You know, one good thing, you know, Kevin King is not going to play this week. The groin is going to keep him out this week. And the fact that it was so early in the week that was decided, you have to wonder when we will see Kevin King again. That this Kevin King injury is to that level of concern. But he's not going to at least play this week. The good news for the Packers is that the schedule kind of opens up. I mean, they're not playing another Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen type offense for a while. Washington doesn't have that. The Bills don't have that. Detroit doesn't have that on the horizon. So they do have a break in the schedule where they can be maybe without their best corner. But that's going to be big moving forward as well.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. I want to go back to that point that you just made about players not knowing what is a legal way to tackle the quarterback here as we approach the month of November. For all the talk of the Clay Matthews video being used as a tutorial of what not to do, have you heard, Ryan, if anybody is coming to locker rooms or if they're sending video to locker rooms with instructionals and tutorials on what you actually can do? Because that seems to be the thing that players are most confused about, is they look at all the things that are eliminated from their arsenal and that they're allowed to do, and they go, well, what's left? What exactly can we do? How are we allowed to hit and tackle a quarterback? Has the NFL provided anything like that where they actually tell these guys what they can do rather than what they can't?
No, I think they'd have to have an answer to that question provided first. I'm not convinced that the NFL actually does. So I think that's asking a little too much at this point. No, it's everything's been revolved around what you can't do. Don't do this, don't do that. Like Clay Matthews said today, this is how they've been tackling since they were kids.
Yep.
I mean, you're taught to wrap up with your arms. That's what you're taught. You know, you need to go further, and you're taught not to lead with your head and those things. But, like, the very first thing, day one of Pop Warner, that you're taught in terms of tackling is to wrap with your arms. That's the very first thing. And now that's a penalty because he lifted the leg, even though Kirk Cousins jumped. And it's all very confusing. And it's not good because these defenders, they're going to have to learn how to do something over the next 14 games. So to me right now, the league and its teams, especially its players, are at a stalemate on this issue. For the NFL to emphatically say, no, these two hits are not how you're supposed to hit the quarterback, and then Mike McCarthy today to say, we're not changing how we're coaching it. For Clay Matthews to say, it was obviously an incorrect call. For Aaron Rodgers to say, not just was the Clay Matthews penalty not a penalty, but neither was Eric Kendricks when he hit me, and that he was shocked to see that a penalty was thrown when he was hit, it's a stalemate. And one of these sides are going to have to adjust in some way, or it's going to be a big issue going forward.
That's our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, our guest every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show. And find his work at PackersNews.com, on Twitter at @ByRyanWood. Always appreciate it, Woody. We'll get your prediction for Packers and Redskins. We'll see if you can stay perfect when you join us on Friday.
I don't know about perfect.
Wait, undefeated. I'm sorry. Undefeated. That's right.
There we go. I'll try not to tie again. All right.
Thanks,
Ryan. Does seem to be calmed down quite a bit.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
And
he'll join us again on Friday on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.